Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And my name is Mark Muro.
Today our guests are Randall Craig Fleischer, music director of the Anchorage Symphony, and Stephen Alvarez of the Alaska Native Health Heritage Center and the Anchorage Symphony.
And welcome, guys.
Good to see you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. And you're here to talk about Echoes, which is an exciting new piece, a world premiere. It's a multimedia, multicultural extravaganza, which is happening this weekend only. Randall, you are the maestro, Mr. Baton, and the composer. And Stephen, you are a special guest and kind of like a quasi-music director, liaison between performers and the big stage.
All of the above.
Yeah, so just jump in, tell us about this.
Well, this is officially a really big shoe. I think it qualifies for that. It's a huge production, more than 30 Native American performers representing Native American music, Native Alaskan music, Native Hawaiian music. We've got a sea shanty specialist. We've got video projections. What's this all about? The commission was essentially that I should what links Massachusetts with Hawaii and Alaska is the 19th century trade and whaling industry. The whaling ships and the trade ships would leave Massachusetts, sail all the way south of South America, come to Hawaii, whale, trade, resupply, come up to the Bering Sea off the coast of Alaska, whale, trade, resupply, and then sail all the way back to Massachusetts.
Must have taken years.
It was a long trip, and it was a very unsafe trip. Survival rate was very low. So what I was asked to do was write a piece of music that sort of tells the story of what life was like aboard these whaling ships, also include a whole lot of Native American indigenous music from those three locations, also video projections, natural sights and sounds from those locations, and sort of sew it all together into a big multimedia piece, and that is what Echo says.
And Stephen, what was your role in all of this?
Well, it was my idea.
Oh, that's good.
we were at meetings. The Echo partnership is an educational partnership representing five museums at the time, now six. It's the Alaska Native Heritage Center, the North Slope Borough and Barrow, Bishop Museum in Hawaii, the Peabody Essex Museum in Salem, Massachusetts, where the trade industry was centered in the early part of the country's history, and the New Bedford Whaling Museum in New Bedford. So we were meeting shortly after the partnership was put together to think about collaborative projects that we could work on. And a gentleman by the name of Lyle Rushton, who helped us with the funding, thought, wouldn't it be neat if we could create this symphony that would celebrate, you know, this whole concept? And I had just finished playing with the Anchorage Symphony the piece, the Hovannis piece, and God Created Great Whale. And it was the orchestra with recorded whale sound. And so I just started thinking for a minute, and I came up with this idea, and I presented it to the partners, and they thought it was a good idea. And they said, you know, write up a proposal and bring it to the next meeting. So this was in March of 2003. And here we are 5.5 years later. We've, finally reached its fruition.
Wow, it's pretty impressive, the Grand Unified Symphony. And I love the title. Usually Echoes is kind of like a cheesy word because it gets used a lot by like teenagers writing poetry, drug-induced poetry and stuff. However, it's really appropriate here because you got the echolation of the whales and you got the going echoes through time between now and then and everything and through cultures and through, you know, hearing these musics and then hearing them again with the new ears of you know, modern times. And also that you're like going all over the whole hemisphere.
Yeah.
Is basically this giant echo chamber, and with commerce, of course, which is the American way.
Right.
And that is the connecting thread through the whole thing. And then you got this whale, who's unfortunately, you know, the
whale oil was the petroleum of the 19th century. It was before crude oil was refined to be used, and it lit people's homes. It served as the plastic, the baleen. It was the plastic of the day. It kept people warm. You know, it was the lubricant. There was all different uses for the whale and
ambergris for perfume.
Yeah.
And of course, since it's the Echo Partners that paid me the money to write this piece, you better believe their name is going to be in the title.
What is the Echo's partner?
Education Through Cultural and Historic Organizations.
It's an acronym.
It's an acronym.
And those are the five museums that commissioned Randy back in 2006.
Right.
And then now we also have included, we added the Mississippi Band of Choctaw Indians. So there's six partners now.
So I understand you have live performance of this as well with a lot of people. Who are they?
Well, we've got Alaska Native dancers from the Alaska Native Heritage Centers. We've got Native Hawaiian dancers from a local halau. And every time I try to pronounce their name, I screw it up, so I'm not going to try. J.R. Degala and Kanani Pekelo Tyson lead this local dance group. We've got a group of sea shanty singers, local performers from Theater Artists United. We have, who else? We've got a Wampanoag dancer and singer from Massachusetts, from Martha's Vineyard, representing the Native people of Massachusetts. So as Randy was mentioning before, there's probably close to 30 indigenous performers on stage.
Plus
with
the full Anchorage Symphony, some 80-some musicians, video projections. I mean, it's an absolutely huge, stunning spectacle.
And let us give thanks to the wise people who put up the Performing Arts Center that we can do it.
No kidding. We're so lucky to have that space.
Yes. Oh, it's just made such a difference.
You can sort of do anything there. Want to do a big opera? Want to do a big multimedia piece? Want to do an intimate concert of Mozart symphonies? It all just works. We're so blessed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for those of us who are just joining us, you're listening to KSKA Stage Talk. We're talking to Randall Craig Fleischer and Stephen Alvarez talking about Echoes, new work, very exciting, which is premiering this weekend at the Performing Arts Center.
8 o'clock Saturday night, 4 o'clock on Sunday. Log on to centertix.net for tickets. There are half-price tickets for seniors and kids. You can also call 263-ARTS.
Now, Randy, in the process of composing this, when you got your themes, all these motifs from the Native, the indigenous music, did you go to like a Library of Congress? Like, did you?
No,
get those
I went
old,
to Barrow. I went to Hawaii and I went to Massachusetts. And actually, Stephen was very gracious in setting up, you know, sort of personal performances of all this Native American music for me. So I could actually ask questions and say, could you repeat that section again? Or what does that move mean? Or why this dance? I even got up and danced with the dancers in Barrow and such like that. So it was very hands-on, very personal.
Very organic.
Very organic. And I could capture their spirit or their enthusiasm, the passion that they had for their music. We should also mention that on the first half of the program, the symphony is playing a sort of ode to nature, if you will, playing Mendelssohn's Hebrides Overture, Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring, one of the most popular works in all the repertoire, and a beautiful piece by Respighi called The Birds. And then my piece, Echoes, is the second half.
I'd like to also mention that we are taking Echoes to Washington, D.C. to perform at the Smithsonian's National Museum of the American Indian. It's going to be done with a reduced chamber orchestra, about 14 musicians, and reduced cultural performers. We won't have 30 of them, but we will have. We are reprising the performance there for NMAI.
I mean, this is like a thing that will like maybe live for a long time, or maybe
Would be great.
You know, beyond Anchorage. Just go to DC and it's going to come out on CD.
I don't know about that, but we certainly were talking about a CD or even an educational CD-ROM with all the video images and things like that, so that kids could learn about these cultures, about the natural environment of the three locations, and also elements of the historic whaling trade and other trades.
We have created educational lesson plans. In fact, some of the local music teachers here in town have created some lessons tied to this piece. We are working, the Echo Partnership is working on an interactive kind of a computer game, web-based, that will be based on the piece as well as the images and the educational material associated with the images. So we're hoping that interactive will be done probably by the end of next year.
And you guys chose the images?
Yeah. I did, basically. And Kurt Riemann from Surreal Studios has done a wonderful job in realizing.
Oh yeah, he's
vision.
A pro. He's an expert.
He is.
He's the best.
Part of the early stages of this was that each institution sent photographers and videographers out to capture some images from their regions that could be used for this. Some of those images are used in the final work that will be screened while the piece is being performed, and then some other images were brought in, you know, things that Randy wanted to specifically tie to the music.
And, of course, then there's also Randy's music, which seems to have been forgotten in this.
Well, I don't know.
I don't think it'll be forgotten. It's
incredible.
Thank you.
I started with a lot of material. It was as much an arranger's task, you know, fulfilling this commission as it was a composer's task.
Yes, I was thinking of that, like the incredible amount of...
A lot of material, and I visited each location, even, frankly, as I was at each location, I was making notes and, you know, choosing which... the first time I saw the Sneak Up song, I knew that was going to be in the show for sure. There are just certain things where... Or the Barrow Messenger song, bang, okay, that's in. There's something about that dance, something about the music that's so... grabbed my heart that I thought, okay, that's got to be in.
I remember we were on the ferry heading out to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts, and Randy got inspired by something, and he went out and started to write some things down. I still haven't asked him what part of the piece that was, but whether or not it made the final cut.
It did, actually.
I remember that particular moment when...
Yeah, I had a notepad, and, you know, just like, oh, bang. Well, you never know exactly, you know, when inspiration is going to hit, so... So I had to draw the staff. It wasn't manuscript paper. I had to draw the lines of them.
Well, as a longtime symphony fan, I've been a fan of yours for years.
Oh,
but
thank
I think this is the first thing I will have ever heard that you composed.
We did my piece Triumph a couple of years ago.
I must have missed it.
But this will be my second major work to be performed by the Anchorage Symphony. I'm very honored that they're playing it.
Wow. Well, we're lucky to have you here.
Yes, we are.
I'm looking forward to it. Sounds great. Well, that's all the time we have for, unfortunately. We could go on and on. I know this is like such a great topic, and but the proof will be in the pudding, and this is going to happen soon, and I'll be there, definitely. We were talking to Randall Craig Fleischer and Stephen Alvarez, talking about Echoes, a new work which will premiere this weekend. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And now for the Stage Talk calendar. UAA Department of Theater and Dance presents As You Like It, Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. through October 26th at the UAA Main Stage Theater. For tickets, call the UAA box office at 786-4849. That's 786-4849.
At Out North this weekend, there's a comedy by Lisa Crone entitled Well, and the show is about illness, wellness, and racial integration. And I saw the show, and I thought it was terrific. I really liked it. You saw it too, Jean?
Oh, I was very impressed. The people with me were from New York, and they were just stunned.
Oh, yeah, it was so entertaining, and it was just such great performances. So we both recommend this show. Well, we'll show 7 p.m. this Friday and Saturday, and Sunday for a final performance at 4 p.m. at Out North. And this Out North, and tickets, you can get them through outnorth.org or call 279-3800. That's 279-3800.
And Valley Performing Arts presents Dial M for Murder, Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2 p.m. This show runs until November 9th at the Macatance Theater in Wasilla. For tickets, go to www.valleyperformingarts, that's all one word, .org, or call 373-0195. That's 373-0195.
Anchorage Community Theater and the Mountain View Theater Project present Alice in Wonderland at the Mountain View Community Church. This play concludes this weekend. It runs Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m., and that's the last show on Saturday night. And the Mountain View Community Church is located at 4301 Mountain View Drive.
Up in Eagle River, the Alaska Fine Arts Community Theater presents Who Poisoned His Meatball? An interactive murder mystery dinner theater, Friday and Saturday night, October 24th and 25th at the Bear Mountain Grill. Shows are at 7 p.m. Tickets are available online by going to www.akfinearts.org. That's akfinearts, all one word. Or at the door.
Opening tonight at Cyrano's is The Imaginary Invalid. This play runs Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 7 p.m. with a Sunday show at 3 p.m. through November the 16th. For tickets, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS or go to the PAC box office. And also at Cyrano's, there is a free reading of David Mamet's newest play entitled November. And this will be on Monday at 7 p.m., this coming Monday. November is a scathingly funny look at the state of America today and the length candidates will go through to win a presidential election. So it's kind of timely. November by David Mamet, once again, is a reading Monday, October 27th at 7 p.m., and the admission is free.
An audition notice for Anchorage Community Theater's production of Last Night of Ballyhoo. Audition times are Saturday, October 25th from noon to 3 p.m., and Sunday, October 26th from noon to 3 p.m. at the ACT Studio Theater located at 1133 East 70th Avenue. For more information, call 868-4913. That's 868-4913.
And finally, the Anchorage Symphony Orchestra presents Echoes, a world premiere of a multimedia, multicultural work written by Randall Craig Fleischer. Concerts are at 8 p.m. this Saturday night and at 4 p.m. on Sunday at the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts Atwood Concert Hall. For tickets, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS. And as a reminder, there are half-price tickets for seniors and youths.
And that's it for this week's Stage Talk. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.